leaving some space for Rick there. Yeah, I told Anthony, I was like, let me know if you cross any UHF motos, because you said, I think you said, all the interfaces are the same, so it would be a swap. So he's got his eyes out for one of those. I was going to add more fans, but I'm like, okay, then it's going to sound like a tornado in here. It's right on my desk, so I don't want to do that. But, yeah, that's what I was wondering, too. I'm thinking it might be on high power. I mean, it gets hot. Like, I know radios get warm, but this thing gets cooking hot. So that's why I'm assuming it's set to 40 watts, which I'm sure is the issue. 5 watts on those things will be more than sufficient for what the purpose of them is. Look, we tested with the node, and I'm actually right where that node drops out on 53, and that was half a watt, so I think it'll be fine. But if I just need to order a programming cable and I can download the software, I mean, you tell me whatever's easiest, but worst case scenario, yeah, I can get you the transmitter.